This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The federal government has been auctioning off Great Lakes lighthouses. A recent group around Michigan were all offshore lighthouses, including the North Manitou Shoal Light, which is just south of North Manitou Island. That's in Lake Michigan, just off the Leelanau Peninsula. Basically, it's a 15-minute ferry ride from Leland. The nonprofit North Manitou Lightkeepers bought the lighthouse, which is known locally as The Crib. Anna Oginski is with North Manitou Lightkeepers. So now that you've acquired this lighthouse, what are the long-term plans for it?
Well, we are getting to work this summer to start renovating it. Our goal is to have it complete by July 2021 so that we can open it to the public for tours and eventually, hopefully, make it so that people can come for overnight experiences as volunteer lightkeepers like they do at other lighthouses around the country.
So can you describe the lighthouse for us?
Sure. It's offshore. It's built on a structure that's called the crib. That's where it gets its name. And that's made of wood and concrete. And then it has three stories and then the actual light structure on the very top. And it includes living quarters and other space to work from within the lighthouse.
So what kind of money is it going to take to restore this? It sounds like it's going to take quite a bit of time.
Right now, our estimate is about $1.2 million.
That makes the few thousand dollars that you paid for it sound like maybe that's just the very beginning of the investment.
Exactly.
So as we described, this light is basically on a large concrete block offshore. What kind of obstacles do you face in restoring a light like that? Because you can't drive up, you can't have lumber delivered to you or anything like that. It's all got to be by boat.
Right, by boat, and also the weather. We've already had a couple experiences where we had planned to go out there, and we couldn't because of the wind. Right now, there isn't a way to secure a boat to the crib safely, so we have to think about that, too. The safety, the weather, the water, there are a lot of variables.
The Northern Manitou Shoal Light was built in 1935, which is fairly recent for a lighthouse. How long was it in operation?
The crew stopped living there around 1980, and then the equipment became automated.
Oh, so the Coast Guard's still using it?
Yes, yes, that's part of the deal. The Coast Guard will continue to use it.
Okay, so they just got an automated signal or an automated light? What do they have there?
The equipment is automated. To be honest, I don't understand the exact details.
So what was it about this particular lighthouse that attracted your group to it?
I think it was the location, that area, the Sleeping Bear Sand Dunes, Lake Michigan. It's a special place to all of us from when we were kids growing up in Michigan.
That is Anna Oginski with the nonprofit group North Manitou Lightkeepers. They have just purchased the North Manitou Shoal Light, which is just south of North Manitou Island. Thanks very much for talking with us about this.
Thank you, Lester. We appreciate it.